Surah Milchach Shabbos, Melech Sim Rishman Tess, regarding the halachas of that apply to Erev Shabbos, Siv Dalad, on the bottom of page 28. In Kibul Alav, Lehisanis by Erev Shabbos, if somebody accepted upon himself to fast in Erev Shabbos, Sarak Lassanis Atsiz Kechab, and he has to fast all the way till when the stars come out, Im Loisha Pesh, Bashas Kabbalah Satanis, unless he specified when he took upon himself to fast, Achashlima Hatzibit for lesson. It's that it's only up until when the community is going to finish their tefillah. So continued up to Hezbav Melaf, Augustus Ramav Yeshem. Some say, Lo Yashlem, he shouldn't complete the fast. Elamiyat Shriyat, and they say, Knesset is rather right when they leave Shul. Yerchli Shriyat, it's a Torah, the Mordechai at the end of Perek, Bakoma Arvin, named the Ram, and Agoyis Maimni, Hilchistainis. So said Ramav for it. Lachain, therefore, behind this Yachid, by a private individual fast, Lo Yashlem, should not complete it. But the first came it's good to specify this at the time when he's accepting the fast. But by public fast, he should complete a bachanog and that's the custom from the Maril. Says the Machaber. Now, if it's a fast for a dream, so then he has to fast all the way till when the stars come out. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Kot Yud Tes. If a person accepts upon himself the fast Erev Shabbos, Tzarech Lasanis B'chuli, he has to fast till Tzitzik Achav. Just like if a person accepts the fast in general, and any other day of the week, the din of tzitzik chavim dafka that the halacha is up until tzitzik chavim, which is when the day is over. It doesn't help that it happened myev early. Like we see later on, some took some of the alpha bays. Why the nachas something over here, and that is the chiddush that we're saying is in the natural iser. It's not considered prohibition. Mashu nitzlus Shabbos kishubuna that is coming to Shabbos when he's feeling. Afflicted. Even though Shabbos itself you have forbidden to fast, still you fast until unless we specify when he accepted the fast, then it's permitted as he continued after his vav, even though it's still very much daytime. And so to let's say he stipulated he's going to fast only up until half of the day. Also, the condition would help. Now, the Ramah brought down, Sivkon Chafalov, the Yesham, some say that he should not be Mashlev. The Loi B'chulu, rather, until they leave Shul. Now, Hai Yesham is Srilu, this Yesham, they hold the Bain B'tan Siyach, whether an individual fast, Bain B'tan Siyach, whether a public fast, could Asar B'tavish Chobayev Shabbos, would generally, a public fast cannot be on Friday, but Asar B'tavish could fall out on Friday. Loi Yisan, the Rakat Shiyatim Basic Nesha, shouldn't fast until he leaves Shul. Those who are kibbutz Shabbos, but tefillos mezbalim meplaga mechad elik. Because then they already accepted Shabbos with their davening that they daven at least if it's from plaga mechad onwards. Who me yudal shoes chas rabia beelik. That's the most is from that mechad plaga mechad is from 11 10 to 3/4 of an hour into the day. If ashoes in zmani is those ashoes mani is mashu besan. If I only come on simrish shemachalav, which as the sharatina is chavei brings because before that even the present mekabel Shabbos. Before his tefillas ma'ariv, after mincha, that's not effective. You still would not be able to eat then, says the prima gada. But from plaga mincha onwards, which is half of mincha kitano, that's called that you finish the fast. Mashu misana adach kabbalah Shabbos until you fast until after kabbalah Shabbos. Until after you accept the yomtiv. On the weekday, even according to this yeshemim, loy mukar shlomas atayin zatziz gechavim. They agree. You didn't finish your fast until Tzitzik Achav. But Shabbos made the day end. Mechir Ramah. Ramah decides the B'tayin is Yochid by individual fast. Tayin is Yochid, Yoz, Alas, B'tayin is the individual decreed the fast on himself. Listen, B'chal Yeshem, B'lo Yashem. To rely on this Yeshem and not to finish. Only till you leave Shul. Become Makom Ebel Getchila. Initially, Tev Yoseh, it definitely is better. Shefer Shkim B'shaz Kebal Satayin said he should specify this when he accepts upon himself the fast. But the evidence in the kuba after the fact it's not meyakif. We're telling Sibah Chamim is that now public fast is more stringent than this. We're talking Lashem Gedin, and every after you would have to finish the whole thing like the halach is. I feel tonight Lebahani even stipulating is not effective. The beloved day talimel says that's not dependent on him. It depends on Chazal. But Tibah Shigazar lots mechadish when the community makes on themselves a new fast, which fills in whatever the situation is. That's not so severe. Man itnai, and then a condition would be effective. Therefore, when an individual fast, he says you should not be mashlim. It's called an individual fast. Someone accepted upon himself to fast this Friday, or his ways to fast every Friday, or every Shchedish. some people fast every Friday that they have an appetite for the Suda. Or Erev Rosh Chodesh, we know Yom Kippur Katan. People fast Erev Rosh Chodesh, Chol Be'erev Shabbos, that falls out on Friday. Meaning we know that most people push it back till Thursday. No, he doesn't say Yom Kippur Katan on the Thursday. That's before Deilo Imrim. Because those who do say Masan Gam Kibbeyim Hey, then they fast also on Thursday. Eliyab Simit Tov Yotzes. Oisha Masan Yem Shabbos by Ova Imay. He's fasting on the yard side of his father or his mother. Chav Sivan or Chav Sivan, which is also a day that people fast. Oisha Masan Tanisim on Varam Simit Tov Kopei, or one of the other fasts that I mentioned in Simit Tov Kopei. Because among the Merab, among the Merab, Masan Bchalav Shabbos, he fasts every Friday. The Hishlam Pamisha, and the first time he does all the way. So Achlin Kain Loilam has to always conduct himself like this. But something is regarding everything I mentioned before, the Mistama Kosmash Lais Befeir, that we presume, as long as he didn't explicitly specify, should not Lashem Tamid, that he does not have in mind to always to finish, that it means that he doesn't have in mind. So I mean, we said, did I tell him that that's, let's say, the first yard side for his parents? The same thing is, that he'll always have to be Mashal. Now, Gitzchila, initially, Yosef Tayyib Shalay Yashim Pambishim, because Chol Be'ev Shabbos, so definitely it's better not to finish it all the way the first time when the falls on the Friday commercial, because they're more like they're more rice. Okay, they should talk last time that he won't always have to finish it all the way to say it's good. Now, even in the beginning, because it's called Sansi Bishamez of Imai. When he started fasting for his for the yard site for the day of the patir of his father's mother, or Yerbish Chidish, or Shartan is Manal, all the other fasts. Chol, Bechol was on the weekday, or Bechol, and Mishlim, now during the weekday, the Mai, so we do go all the way, which is Shartan, the Islam, it brings. For Mother Chayin, it sounds like that, like we wrote. But if someone's mitzvah, he can be makel right after he leaves shul, even if it's hayam gadol. But in general, you finish all the way. Okay, never yes, placing this relu, our place in that hole. I feel like a shiara atkach by every Shabbos, even if it subsequently happens after when every Shabbos, gam kitzor laashul mat says kacham, you would have to go all the way till says kacham. You presume that less than I can't tell that. You presume that every yard side is going to be the same. In like kishes mefresh, unless he explicitly specified. That he doesn't always intend to go like this. Now, but some disagree on this. So they hold, no, we cannot presume that he's generally going to do the same thing on Erev Shabbos. This was on a weekday. Maybe Erev Shabbos is different. Okay, different. Someone that's in pain, to rely on the leading opinions, take to eat right after he leaves shul, even when it's still daytime, if he never went all the way on a Friday. Now, if it's a tainus chaloyim, if it's fasting for a bad dream, then he has to fast atzis kachav until the stars come out, and that is a filah yeshemah na'al. Even the yeshemim that are lenient, moed was that they agree over here. Why? Even Shabbos itself, yochel haskel l'san tainus chaloyim, you could start and to fast the whole fast of a bad dream. That you should just finish it till Friday night. Now, those are the halachic authorities that disagree, and they hold. They come with hands chalem. No, even the fast for a bad dream, daila hamtanad sheets and mizikinas arv is enough until he leaves from shul after ma'ariv. The mizem rikash shalom. Let's consider finishing. V'achrayim eskimim meshulchanach. When achrayim agree with the shulchanach, the in law was that one should not be lenient regarding this. The kimishu b'nei sakana, since it's because of danger. Levat l'var chalem ra to get rid of and to nullify the bad dream. Maybe it's not going to help to nullify it unless he does it all the way till the nighttime. Maybe they agree that one should go ahead and do it all the way. The Maschil Imloi said that if a person accepts the fast on Friday, he has to go all the way till the Tzedekah. If not, that he specified when he accepted upon himself the tainus. So the Bi'alacha says, it seems obvious, according to the opinion of the Mechaber, that if the chiv of the tainus was already on them from beforehand, and he wants to pay up that fast on Erev Shabbos, so he would not be yaitze with this, because the ma'ase is not being mashlim at kedin. He's not going all the way to say it's kechav. He would have to fast a different day. So as you should know, that even according to the opinion of the Mechaber, that does not quote inside the opinion of the Ram, even according to the Yeshayim, sounds like that he holds that this is not considered being mashlim at all with this that is mekabel Shabbos in this tefila. That's dafka, but someone that accepts upon himself a tainus. And mistama, his kavana was for stam tainus, which the halach is abitul says gechav. So a mele, he has to complete it. But by tainus sibir, for example, that serpent tavis that falls out on the Friday, it sounds like a base yasef, is inclined to rule like the place that they hold that this the Gemara says, this is anu mashlimin, that you fast and you complete it. That's if he wants to be mashlim, he's allowed to, because even though it's Friday night, and that sugya is going there on the Tain Sibla, like it's obvious from the Gemara over there. But from the words of the Ramah, that doesn't mention in his comments their opinion, and they write stam. The Beitain Sibi should be mashlim. Sounds like that he's being seisim, like the opinion of the Rekech and the Ravya that's burned the busy, that they all know that you have to be mashlim. And then he writes that that's the opinion of my real, that by Tain Sibi you should be mashlim, and it's shown in the Shulchan Aruch that it's the name of the Maril in Shubas Amalam and Gimel, where there he writes Seif Dover after Tulas Ma'ariv. It is considered Ashlam on Erev Shabbos in the Tainis Shachet, but by the 43rd day of the Omer, which over here was a Tainis Kriya because of Gzeira, says I didn't want to be matzah to eat during the datum, even though it was Erev Shabbos. Besides, for those that stipulated, and in the weekday. It would be Ashlama by the end of Shkia, which might say Kamashanagu. But however, it's a little bit difficult on the Ramah. Why doesn't he mention in his Zagah at all the opinion of the person that's born in Besazer that they hold Ashlama depends on the person's if he wants to? Moreover, even the Maril himself in the Chubis Simkofen and Zayin writes that Tainz Yachon Erev Shabbos, my minig is up until the end of Tulas Ma'ariv, like the words of Maram. By Tainz Sibur, myself a machmer to be mashlum, like many great gedolim of Ashkenaz are machmer. But to everyone else, I say, Dabi Kamar Ovid, whatever you do is good. Hakol Hashem Shemayim. And this is right to Simon Lama Gimel that it was not matte. That's that it was not matte explicitly, but not that it was also stringent. And where's Ramon not good? Doesn't sound like this. He says maybe because the mini gedolim is like Maril that was that what he did for himself, and therefore he's being machmer.
And Dibi Maschel the Yesh Aimrim, the Lo Yashlim that some say. The Ramah brings down not to be mashlim right away, right when they leave shul, then they could eat. So he says, look at the Mishnah Sifkon Chavalov, that according to this Yesh Aimim, it's not appropriate to wait from when he comes home from shul till Sizik Chavim if he's hungry to eat, and he's waiting because of the tainus. He says, you should know from the words of the rabbi that's born in the Beis Yosef, it sounds like that right away after Shkia Sachama, and he read the Mekabal Shabbos, even though he didn't even daven yet, it's already considered that he finished. So says the Be'alach, it appears to me that this Yesh Aimim, and also the Svaras arrived, it is only by someone that accepted a tainus without a wording of a neder. Only stam be makab the tainus. But if someone made it forbidden himself to eat one day in the loshnam a neder, could everyone be forbidden until it gets dark, which that's when the day is over. Look at the Yerideh, Simrish says, well, Simrish Chav, Siv Aleph. Some of the Dirshus, Dirshu number 32, if when the person was makab the tainus, he thought in his heart that he's not going to fast only half a day, but mistakenly, he said the nusach of the Kabbalah Satainis, which is the normal nusach, which is for the whole day. Shubha Shabbat Levi writes, but the Ebed, it's effective to misakin what he said, even after he finished saying the nusach of Kabbalah Satainis, and even if he was not misakin his words, only at nighttime. He concludes that maybe he's permitted to fast even just a half a day, even if he didn't specify that he was not misakin with his words at all. That's the Broden Kabbachem, the Bechayesim, that even though he just stored in his heart, his Kabbalah would help that he really only meant a half a day. Dishon number 34. Regarding fasting on the yard site, regarding the chib of this time, the Rishon Zalman ruled that even though it's a mitzvah to fast on this day, however, in our times, because of the weakness of the generations, maybe one could be lenient regarding this, and specifically by B'nai Torah, where fasting weakens their strength from learning appropriately, and that's from the stipler rules. Dish number 35, if someone's accustomed to fasting these fasts, which are brought down, and he has an oinus and he can't do it, Zayish Lavram B'chach writes that since is there is somewhat of these hanagas, like somewhat of a nether. So he has to make a taras nedarim, which is not the case by Tain Sibah, that even if someone has oinus and cannot fast with them, does not need a taras nedarim. Dish number 36, that we said, Mishabur said, Mistama, he did not accept upon himself to be mashlim, even on Erev Shabbos. That's how the Chayar Chuba writes, and the Pesach Chuba in Yerideya, and the name of the Chuba Shnachal Shiva, that everything depends how did he accustom himself on the first yard site that came out on Erev Shabbos. Not how did he do the first yard site in a regular year, that even though he finished it all the way on the weekday, but if he didn't finish the first time on Erev Shabbos, then he does not have to finish the whole tainus when it falls on the another time on Erev Shabbos. However, in Shuvis Chinuch Bes Yehuda, he writes the Pesach Tshuva that everything depends on the first yard site. That if he finished it, even if it was a weekday, he would have to complete it, even if it falls on Erev Shabbos, like the first opinion brought in the Mishnah Berurah.